It's no secret that cattle prices have been on the decline, but a group of experts recently told cattle producers that movements in the market have also been historically volatile. On Thursday in San Diego, industry analyst CattleFax gave a market outlook and explained what might lie ahead. Kevin Good with CattleFax says that this year beef production will stay on a steady incline.
So in summary for beef production for this year, I think it's pretty simple. We've got roughly 3% increase in fed slaughter, total slaughter, cow slaughter up about 4%, but again, that would still be at an expansion rate, just a slower expansion than last year. Weight's flat, so you've got beef production up 3% as we look at 2016. Most of that year-over-year increase will be in the second half of the year compared to the first half of the year.
CattleFax CEO Randy Block says the current downturn in prices is largely a product of the upswing that topped out in 2014.
When you look at what we've gone through in this industry, and this cycle's been no different than what we've seen historically, typically within the first 12 to 18 months of when a market tops, we've given back all of the equity that we made, assuming that we weren't hedged. Is this one any different? We had record profitability from the middle of 2013 through 2014, made $5.5 billion. Through last week, our data would suggest we've given back $5.1 billion. Wow. It's a big number, and I think when you put that in perspective, again, that's why we're going to get back to doing business.
Even though the downturn is in line with market trends, Block noted that the volatility in the cattle market harkens back to a scary period in the U.S. beef industry.
This is the second most volatile market in history. Again, it's more volatile than what we had with BSE, and most of you recognize that BSE was the time that we were closed out of all of our international markets. Overnight, we lost access to all of our international markets. It cost us $175 a head immediately. So this is a time in here when you look at the volatility that it really has everybody's attention.
That market volatility will be a topic of conversation when the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Marketing and International Trade Committee talks Friday with Terry Duffy from the CME Group. NCBA Interim CEO Kendall Frazier says his organization has questions about the current state of high-frequency trading and hope to figure out a way to keep the futures market working for their cattle producers.
Cattle futures are an extremely important risk management tool in our industry. And without a good risk management tool, our people can't have access to capital. So that's why it's so important. And they have to work and they have to function.
The Cattle Industry Convention wraps up Saturday in San Diego. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.